What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Who's ready? It's time for the biggest eyewear and eye care event of the season, Vision Expo East. Glasses addicts and eye care pros will be taking New York City by storm March 21st to the 24th, and we can't wait to see you there. Vision Expo East is the one-stop complete event for ophthalmic professionals, where eye care meets eyewear and education, fashion, and innovation all combine for a can't-miss experience. New this year, Opticon at Vision Expo and the National Federation of Optometry Schools will debut the NFOS College Bowl this year's Vision Expo East. It's a fast-paced quiz competition that will test 12 students from the member colleges on their optical knowledge. And there's over 300 hours of education with new courses and specialty tracks, including a new myopia track and the Leadership Forum, where you'll master public speaking and storytelling your brand. On the show floor, you can shop more than 5,000 fashion and luxury brands for an unforgettable buying experience. And new exhibit hall neighborhoods are making their debut at Vision Expo East. The Block and Next will be highlighting celebrity design eyewear and emerging designers in the Career Zone, which is a new destination for corporate optical companies and attendees to network and meet face-to-face. And the networking opportunities, they're unparalleled. You can mix and mingle with the brightest stars, movers, and shakers in eye care on the show floor for reception, ODs on Facebook party, and the Vision Expo opening party, to name a few. The relationships and experiences you create at Vision Expo East extend long after you leave the show floor. This year, Defocus Media listeners can enjoy free registration for the event. Just head to http://visionexpony2019.com/DFM for your free registration. Well, hello and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. I'm Jennifer Lyerly, and today's episode, we are going inside deep dive about Vision Expo, because I've got an industry expert here. Joy Gibb has been working with the Vision Council for 12 years, and she's an ABO certified optician who's a regular speaker at Vision Expo. Please welcome to the show, Joy Gibb. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into opticianry.
I got involved in opticianry in 1986 as a senior in high school. I've worn glasses since the age of 6. I'm a very high minus, and the gentleman who was doing my glasses at the time asked if I wanted to come and work for him. I kind of jumped in with both feet and was very lucky to quickly fall in love with the profession. I loved my patients. I loved styling frames. I loved helping people see better, and it's just a profession that once I got into it, I never wanted to get out. I've done it for over 30 years, and I can genuinely say I haven't worked a day in my life. I absolutely love what I do.
So speaking of work, you've had several really innovative entrepreneurial ventures in optical. One of the things that really caught my eye was the Eyes of Joy mobile optical service. What inspired that? And tell our listeners a little bit about what that even is.
Had wanted to take a little step back and really wasn't intrigued by buying the whole brick and mortar and being there 24/7. It was also about the time that I started doing a lot of speaking and consulting and writing and wanted to explore that a little bit more. As I stepped away, however, several of my patients of 23 years were calling and asking, you know, where have you gone? I don't want to get my glasses from anybody else. Could you please help us out? And so I decided to go ahead and start my mobile optical. So just like a frame vendor comes in with their bags of frames, I had those bags and I would go to my patients' homes or offices to do their eyewear. And I absolutely found it to be so much fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was wonderful because for 23 years, I had developed this clientele and these patients had really become like family. They had seen me graduate high school and get married and have children and were just such, not just patients, but friends. And so my little group of friends and family, I would then go to their homes or their offices. And that was a wonderful experience to be invited into someplace that was so meaningful to them and someplace where they spent so much time and to actually get to know them on a little bit different level. It was wonderful while I did it. I absolutely loved it. But I also realized that I was missing the everyday hands-on in clinic experiences. And so about a little over 5 years ago, I decided to work for an ophthalmologist in my area, and I'm now now his practice manager. And I love that. And I love my patients. I love that feeling of friends and family with the people that you work with. And so the mobile optical was a fabulous experience. I think I was able to do it because of those relationships that I had built. And I'm so glad that I did it. It was an amazing experience. It's truly humbling to have people really want your services and to make sure that they're still getting them. And it was genuinely one of the best experiences of my life.
In addition to serving your patients, you're really involved in the industry. Like we talked about at the top of the show, you're writing for Vision Care product news. And one of the things that you are always tasked with, you were telling me at every Vision Expo, is to talk about the big trends coming in the year. So you kind of pull inspiration for what's happening during Fashion Week. And then because Fashion Week and Vision Expo always run relatively close together, you have to turn that into eyewear trends. So you know, what are you seeing as far as eyewear trends that were influenced from the runway that you think is going to make a big splash this year?
So I always get excited this time of the year, and then again in the fall as we start to see these trends coming off of the runways. We literally are putting this together just weeks before Expo, and it's always so fun and exciting to see what is coming toward us. As far as some of the trends that we're going to see, we are still going to see a lot of that round. Whether it's a wire or a Xyle, we're going to see a lot of the round shapes. We're probably going to still see things with double bars. And as far as guys go, we will see some of those geometric profiles, geometric shapes. We're going to see squares with double bars. We're going to see rounds with double bars. You're going to still be seeing that. And a lot of the ladies will cross over into that as well. As far as women go, we're still going to see some of those really fantastic cat eyes that we've been seeing. They're going to have kind of some futuristic looks to some of the modifications on a cat eye, going to be very fun and out there. We're also going to see some of those rounds again in the women. We just have a lot of fun things going on right now. As far as embellishments go, some of our men are going to start to see cutouts in the frame, which will give kind of an interesting dimension and an interesting flavor to the frame. We also are kind of anticipating some glittering accents. So you're not going to see maybe a full glitter frame, but you will on one of those layers in a multi-laminate Xyle. You'll probably see something that has a little glitter to it. We are still going to be seeing a lot of tints and mirrors used. As far as men and women goes, you're going to see in the women some of those beautiful blues, some of the beautiful lavenders. In our men, a lot of the amber hues, a lot of the yellows and the ambers, which will be very popular with them. As far as the mirrors go, I think we kind of have a great opportunity to do little pops of color and to do have opportunities to kind to make eyewear a really fun, not just a medical device, but a great fun pair of glasses, fashion accessory that people will want to wear and to have. You know, I kind of just see that we've got a lot of those retro silhouettes. We've got some fabulous color, which makes me happy. I don't think there's anything better than these pops of bright color. Pantone's color of the year is coral. So I would imagine you're going to see some coral splashes on what we saw a lot of coming for spring and summer of this year was a lot of the black and gray neutral tones, but you're still going to have within that neutral palette some very bright pops of color. So don't be surprised if you see bright yellows, bright corals, bright blues that are making an appearance in something that seems so neutral in the black and gray palette. It's exciting for me. I think we can have a lot of fun with color. Don't be afraid to embrace it. If you have gentlemen in your practice, offer to pull them a green frame or a bright blue frame, something that goes maybe against the grain of what they've been used to wearing, and invite them to kind of pull something a little different in. I'm not a huge proponent of saying, you know, let's put everybody in bright colors, but I do think if you give them an opportunity and permission to try on something a little brighter, a little sassier, a little bolder, they'll move away from maybe really conservative and at least go somewhere in the middle in choosing their new eyewear.
You always kind of present your big takeaways on trends at a course during Vision Expo. And this year it's going to be held both on the 22nd and the 23rd, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. Must-have eyewear trends of 2019.
So is the name of the course. So everybody obviously needs to be signing up for that. How do you feel like people should shop trends if they're shopping and buying for their optical? Because sometimes the what's trending is a little bit more outlandish or a little bit more bold than what a patient would actually potentially wear. But there's ways to kind of take inspiration and pull it into your optical for everyday patients.
One of the things that I love about these trends is you might see really big extremes. And yes, you will find those on the boutiques. You will find them in some of our more fashion forward areas of the country. But you can also take some of these trends and incorporate them into middle America, mom and pop shops. And so for me, my best advice is to know what the trends are, know the shapes, know the colors, know the embellishments, know what, you know, the trends are, and put a few on your board. I'm not going to, you know, say please go out and put everything really trendy on your board, but I am going to say take some of those elements and place them on your board. 80% of what you sell is always going to come from 20% of your board space. And so as you think about that dynamic, there is always room to put in something that's a little more fashion forward, that pushes the envelope, because you will have patients who will come in and really want to try on some of those fun, fresh, new looks. The other thing is that it keeps your boards fresh and it tells the patient that you're on top of what is going on, that you have your finger on the pulse of what is fun. I'm a firm believer you should never put every patient in the same frame, because eventually you'll see everybody that you work with in your community at the grocery store all wearing the same frame. So having those little nuances that will push some of the borders, absolutely have those on your board so that patients feel like they have the permission to explore and have fun with their eyewear. Not everybody wants to be mainstream or in the middle. And you'll find those patients that it's just really fun to put them in a bold shape or a bold color or something that has mixed colors in it. Those are the patients that personally, I find to be the most fun to style, are the ones who will trust you enough to guide, you know, the process that they will allow you to kind of pick out some great things that they may not have thought of before.
I love that technique, having just a few select pieces that are a little bit bolder, a little bit more on the wild side, if you will, because like you said, that's a frame that people will be attracted to go over to, even if they're like, oh my gosh, this frame looks crazy. Like, they want to go over, check it out. They might even want to try it on. Doesn't mean they're going to necessarily decide to purchase it. But once you get them in that spirit of shopping, they're going to try on a lot of other things too.
One of the other things to remember is that the manufacturers of these frames have already, you know, been introduced to these trends at least a year ago. We wait anxiously for them to come out on the runway and to see them at places like Vision Expo when we have all these new releases. But our manufacturers have been working on them for at least a full year, if not longer. They've already got those colors. They've already got those patterns. They already have, you know, the trend forecasters, people who are paid to really predict what's going to be on our boards, have already given them that information. So what's so great about that is our manufacturers have really had time to create these frames and make sure that they still fit within the brand that we're used to seeing in our designers and on our boards. And they've really taken elements of these trends and kept them in line with the brand story of the frames that you already carry, just making them new and fresh and fun. One of the things that I love is seeing these trends and helping people feel more comfortable in them. There's nothing better than to see a man be willing to try maybe a little brighter, bolder color and getting out of those neutral palettes, putting them in a brighter, you know, it can be a navy, but even a brighter blue, something that's more of a cobalt, or in a beautiful, rich forest green, or maybe an understated olive green, and then putting these little punches of color with them, a navy blue with a a quick running stripe of orange down the temple, or one of the tri-laminate colors being an orange or a brighter color. To me, just giving patients that permission to try something different, to try something new. You're right, they may not love it and they may not buy it, but you've planted the seed and given them permission to have some fun with their eyewear and to look at something a little different than what they've been used to.
I'm loving it. And I'm seeing this actually slowly but surely in my optical. You named actually all of the colors that I've been seeing men sort of gravitate for in those small accent pieces, which is a little bit bolder blue, a green, or an orange. They seem like they're just bold enough to draw their attention, but not too wild where they get scared off of it. So those seem to be three big colors to shop. What do you recommend for someone who's setting up their optical to best tell the story? Do you rely mostly on POP? Is it more of a verbal thing for you where the optician is doing the storyteller? What works best in your experience?
I truly do believe that you need definitely some POP because that helps tell the brand story. Patients relate and their feeling of who they are when they see certain brands. It's just kind of more of an extension of who they believe they are. So yes, those are important. I'd always suggest that you're very careful not to have POP of frames that you're not carrying in your office, but definitely get some of those pictures, those banners, those cards and such that can influence. For me, though, it really is about having that personal shopping customer experience where you're really showing your expertise in knowing what shapes will look best on their face shape, what sizes they will need, what colors will look good with their skin tones, with their hair color. To me, as you're walking through, you're helping them create the brand that the patient sees as themselves. And maybe they have a feeling that they're really spunky on the weekend, but they have to be a little more reserved in the business world. So great, you know, multiple pairs. Let's take care of making sure that our patients are telling their story and that we're helping them tell that story. And then using your expertise as leverage to help them in getting the proper eyewear and the proper look that will make them feel, fabulous and help them see even better.
So you kind of focus on getting the story being your interaction with the patient, having the patient tell you their story and describe what they're doing so you can kind of work with them specifically to curate a design. I love that. We talked at the beginning of the show about your work with the Vision Council, and each year the Vision Council gives such great reports and great data. 2018 Vision Watch reporting actually just got published and I was reading it in the Vision Monday magazine, and some interesting numbers that kind of pulled away from that. It mentioned that direct online purchases accounted for $2.1 billion or over 3.65 million pairs of glasses. But that's still only 4.9% of all optical sales in 2018. So while we know that the competition from online spaces is big, it's still only comprising a fraction of the market. Is there anything though trending in online optical or online retail space that's having you really pay close attention?
So I think that in the online sales, a lot of patients do it because of price. A lot of patients do it because of convenience. And a lot of patients do it because they feel like they can buy a fun and eclectic pair of eyewear without breaking the bank on something that they may not want to wear all the time. As far as that goes, I think that we have an opportunity to make it simple for the patient to buy frames from us, to buy contacts from us, if we're willing to maybe put in a little extra effort. If they say they're going to take their prescription and do something online, that gives us the opportunity to help them see why we're a great option as well. Don't ever snob yourself out of a sale as far as just being always too expensive. Have an option for those patients who may not want to spend, you know, the high end or even the mid-range. Have some low-end options where you still retain control of the quality of the lenses, the quality of the frames, and put in maybe some fun styles that are on the low end that if people wanted to do kind of a fun, sassy look, they could definitely do that without breaking the bank. The other thing that I love seeing is the trend of having the ability for patients to order their contact lenses online through the contact lens vendor, but through a private practitioner. So they've made it convenient that you can have that concierge type service where you pay every quarter, the lenses are automatically shipped to the patient, and then, you know, we still retain control of that vision. We still retain control of that sale. The other thing is looking for those rebates, looking to see how you can best serve your patient.
That's an excellent way of looking at it. And there's, it seems like based on these Vision Council reports, there's a lot right with what we're doing. Independent eye care providers are the largest segment of the vision community, and we've seen a 4.2% increase in optical sales since 2016. So we're the biggest and we're growing, which I think is just excellent, really encouraging news when I saw that number on the report. Well, that's a great preview into the other courses that you're teaching this year at Vision Expo. So I wanted to preview the two other courses in addition to your IRO trends, extraordinary customer service models and the psychology of the patient encounter. So in your experience, I know you're really going to hit on these in your courses, but what are some key things that an eye care provider can do to help patients perceive value in having that in-office eye exam and coming into your office for that optical retail experience?
So I really believe that the way to make it a better experience is to really look at it through the patient's eye. And I really believe that as we do that, we have a better understanding of what we can do to help it be a more positive experience and to help them really have an understanding of why what we do is important for them. I've talked quite often about making sure that patients understand the value of their exam, that this is a medical evaluation done by a medical professional, and that, you know, what we do can't be done just anywhere. I also really like to look at some of those larger businesses and to see what they do that makes them so unique, that has given them success. One of the companies that I absolutely love to kind of model practices after is Disney. And part of that comes from their concept that, you know, they want to make it an experience for their guest, and that they truly believe that nobody owns the guest, but everybody can own a moment with the guest. And so for me, that really sticks out. What are we doing in those moments with our patients to make them feel like it's a valuable experience to be in our offices? You know, how do we approach them with the scheduling? How do they feel approached with, you know, the filling out of all the necessary documents that we have to have and the signing of all the documents that we have to have? What about the pre-exam, the exam, what they face in the dispensary? Do we make it fun to do business with us? Do we give them educational opportunities to talk about things that, you know, will help retain the vision that they have, restore the vision that they've lost, and to really enhance their lifestyle? To me, those are key elements in making sure that the patients have a great experience and that they see value in coming to us. Obviously, we value our patients. We want them to have a great experience. But I think sometimes looking at it from their perspective as well, and understanding that, you know, they may be coming into us for what we think is just their annual exam, but it might be an older gal who's coming in with her driver's license form, wondering if today is going to be the day that she loses her independence and can no longer drive because of her vision. So for me, really understanding who our patients are, what they want, what that experience should look like for them. We might think of it as being the 20th exam of the day, but for them, it's the first exam in probably 2 years, most likely, given what statistics are telling us. So helping them understand why we are important and what we can do to help them retain vision, restore vision, and enhance lifestyle. And to me, the enhancing lifestyle really is where we get the opportunity to make sure that the sale is never over, that we're offering them multiple pairs that will give them an opportunity to enjoy their hobbies or feel safer when they're driving so they can do it longer, or whatever the case may be, just really giving them an understanding that we know where they're coming from, understanding their specific needs. We always hear, you know, that people are VIPs, but in the world of Disney, that means you're a very individualized person. Yes, you're important, but you're also an individual. And how do we help them on an individual level to have a great experience in their office? I love looking at those bigger business models and seeing how they've made it so successful. And I truly believe that you can take some of those unique experiences and those unique things that they do that work so well and bring them to your practice, regardless of whether you have one doctor, 10 doctors, or 20 doctors, or 30 doctors. We can all do better at making those personal connections and making those patients feel like family and close friends. And we treat them like we would treat our family and close friends.
Well, we are so much a fan of what you're doing and what you're providing to help doctors and opticians really across the country do this better, because our best way of competing against online disruptors, of course, is doing a great job with what we do best, which is taking care of patients. I did want to get a chance, because we don't often get people on the show that have such experience going to Vision Expo and making most of that conference. Do you have any little insider tips or tricks if someone's going their first time, maybe don't know the ropes yet? Like, how do you make the most of this experience?
My first tip is to wear comfortable shoes, because we're going to do a lot of walking between classes and exhibit hall. So that's a must. But I really think just come with an open mind. Come with some ideas of, you know, what could I do better? What could I do differently? Come with some specific goals in mind of maybe new product that you want to introduce to your practice. For me, having, you know, been in the business for 30 years, there is never a meeting I go to that I don't walk away feeling rejuvenated and re-energized to come back and say, can I do that a little better? Or maybe I've just taken that for granted and I've become a little complacent in that particular aspect of my practice. For me, being able to network and to hear from other practices, what do you do that works so well, and what of that can I take back to my practice and make my own and implement it for my specific demographic? I'd also really encourage you to take all the courses you can, diversify, really, you know, take some courses on the technical, take some courses on buying, take some courses on practice management, take some courses on customer service. Take a lot of different classes to kind of get your ideas flowing and to really, you know, get you excited about your practices. The other thing I would really highly encourage, if you have a question, if you want to bounce some ideas off of somebody, I know as a speaker, I invite people to come up and to speak with me afterward and to let me help them maybe have a different perspective. I think sometimes just having somebody who's not emotionally or financially tied to your practice, being able to talk to somebody who can kind of see it from a different vantage point, really can kind of help you solidify some ideas or reassure the feelings that you already have. And just giving you that opportunity to really ask some people who, you know, I love my attendees. I'm more than willing to help and to answer questions. So please just come up and ask. The other aspect, plan on spending some really good time on the exhibit hall floor. Make sure that you not only go see what's new and innovative, but make sure you go up and you look and see, you know, what's going on in all the aspects of our industry. We're constantly evolving, constantly changing. I think for so long we kind of had a running joke that, you know, the day that we have contact lenses that are photochromatic, and look at where we are now, and we're here and we're doing it, and it's crazy. So go and explore and talk and learn. To me, passion is about learning. Even if you've had 30, 40 years in the industry, when you go and you want to open your mind to maybe different ways of doing things or new products or latest technology or latest research, to me, that's what fuels the passion to come back and give your patients best care possible, best experience possible. So just come ready to have fun. You can sleep when y'all get on the plane to go back to wherever you're coming from. But while you're there, come ready to learn, come ready to have fun, come ready to network. And I guarantee you'll go back with so many great ideas that you'll be just amazed at how exciting you are to walk in the door to your office the next day.
If anyone is listening right now and they want to connect and network with you, is there a way that they could get in touch with you?
I am very willing and open to communication. So if anybody needs to have a question answered, or if they just want to get in touch with me, they can reach me via email, which is eyesofjoy@yahoo.com.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast, and remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.